Rangers Ward. Councillors. Councillor Brett Owen, Deputy Mayor, phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's O-W-E-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jeff Springfield, phone 0427 383 810. Email j.springfield, that's S-P-R-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot, phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's W-I-L-M-O-T, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Skate, scoot and BMX in Beaconsfield. The Beaconsfield Skate and BMX facility at Home Park was completed in May, and local skaters, scooters and BMX riders were quick to get out there to give it their best. The skate and BMX facility is complemented by other improvements at Home Park Reserve, including shelter, a drinking fountain, new bins, footpath connections, landscaping and sealing of the main car park. The planning and design stage of this project was completed in consultation with the community. The community's passion, vision and suggestions helped to create an awesome skate and BMX park for both residents and visitors. A working group of community members, including a number of young people, also volunteered their time on this project. Previously, no skate facilities existed in Beaconsfield, so the new park meets the needs of the growing community and provides great opportunities to get outside and get active. The Australian Government's Department of Infrastructure and Regional Development and Council jointly funded the project. Two photos accompany this article. Photo 1. Councillor Springfield, Councillor Wilmot and Councillor Owen joined Beaconsfield Progress Association representative Angelo at the park on the weekend. Angelo's boys Ben and Alex, along with Councillor Owen's boys Max and Will, were happy to join the other skaters and scooters on the day. Photo 2. Local skater Jack practices some moves at the skate park. Gembrook Leisure Park upgrade. The Gembrook Leisure Park play space and skate park, located on the corner of Gembrook and Beanac East Roads, is getting an upgrade. The project will better enable both the local and wider community to recreate, socialise, play and connect. The initial concept plan includes a skate space suitable for scooting, skating and BMX riding, as well as a play space with play equipment to suit a range of ages. There are also plans for an exercise area, a multi-purpose hard court, shaded barbecue and picnic facilities, and an accessible public toilet. The upgrade will meet the needs of the growing local community and also provide important infrastructure to support the area as a tourist destination. Hills Hub update. The Men's Shed, CFA Facility, Emerald Hall, Toy Library and Bus Shelter have made way for construction of the new Hills Hub. The site has been prepared, earthworks have been underway since earlier this year and ground services are now in place. The next step is to pour the slab for the new building. We hope to see this completed in September, but this is highly dependent on weather at this time of the year. Once the slab has been poured, construction of the agreed building design will begin, with an expected completion date in mid-2019. The new Hills Hub will bring a range of existing community services and organisations under one roof. It will also provide additional multi-purpose meeting and activity spaces for the community. The project is funded by Council, $4.88 million, the Australian Government's National Stronger Regions Fund, $1.5 million, the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund, $1.5 million, and the Eastern Dandenong Rangers Group, Dandenong Rangers Community Bank Group, $250,000. Design concepts, artist impressions, are available for public viewing on Council's website at www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/hillshub. A photo shows Councillor Owen, Councillor Springfield and Councillor Wilmot, who were pleased with the progress of groundworks at the Hills Hub site. Cockatoo Neighbourhood House Renewal. Cardinia Shire Council is assisting the Cockatoo community in a revitalisation project for the neighbourhood house in Cockatoo. The community is working with Council to re-establish the neighbourhood house programs and activities in Cockatoo. Stay up to date by following the Neighbourhood House in Cockatoo Facebook page. www.facebook.com/NHCockatoo. Community grants in Rangers Ward. Cardinia Shire Council has announced successful applicants under its Community Capital Works Grants 2018-19. The following projects are planned for Rangers Ward. Wood Street Kindergarten. Install solar panels and nature playground renewal. Upper Beaconsfield Community Early Learning Centre. Upgrade of floor coverings. Josie By South Reserve. New water tank. Gemco Hall. Upgrade to stage lighting. Emerald Arts Society Hall. New storage shed. Emerald Museum. Install heating and air conditioning. Officer Recreation Reserve. Install CCTV security and solar panels. Through these grants, Council assists groups to plan and develop community facilities that will continue to meet the needs of the community and the groups and organisations that use them. As a result of last year's grants, Gembrook Riding Club added an all-weather ambulance track, upgraded the arena fencing, and landscaped the facility with a lot of volunteer help, while Cockatoo Pony Club demolished and began the rebuilding of their clubhouse and shed.